Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am very happy to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start soon. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you or the equally spiritual chair or sofa. And I'm in a new place. You may notice I'm getting settled in a new house and finally got my shrine sort of set up. So this is my first video and first talk with you from this new place in a new place. And I'm happy that it is coming together, or so it would seem. So before we sit today, I want to share with you what a teacher, a really wonderful lama named Lama Sonam Rinpoche, said to me in April when I was on a retreat myself as a student with my own meditation teacher, Sam. And it's in Northern California, and Lama Sonam lives in this retreat center. And I had the good fortune to talk to him about my practice. And he said repeatedly in this one conversation that the most important teaching is something called the four reminders, or the four thoughts that turn the mind to the Dharma. Although he charmingly and delightfully pronounced it the four thoughts. The four thoughts that turn the mind to the Dharma are extremely important. And he found numerous ways in a probably 90-minute or two-hour conversation to insert this into the dialogue over and over again. So when something like that happens, when a wonderful teacher starts repeating something, even someone dense starts to go, well, okay, I guess I should think about that more than I have. So I want to share with you very briefly what the four reminders are, the four thoughts, as you wish to describe them. And in certain Buddhist practices in the Tibetan tradition that I was trained in, the sadhana, the liturgy, almost always begins with this, the four thoughts that turn the mind to the Dharma, because presumably without them, your mind continues to wander in samsara. If your mind is wandering in samsara, please give my mind regards when you encounter it, because my mind certainly is. But these four thoughts sort of shift our focus immediately from conventional, albeit important, concerns like how to be happy and how to accomplish my goals and how to become a better person than I am right now. I mean, those are important things to think about. But the four thoughts recontextualize these things as just one area of thinking to engage in. Now, a long time ago, a friend of mine suggested that I start teaching the four thoughts. And I said, no, I don't want to. I don't like the four reminders. And you'll see why in a moment. Yet they are extremely important, as mentioned. So first reminder, and there are many translations of these reminders, many ways to say these things. And I will just share the translation that is in the practice that I do most days. And the first reminder, the ease and obtainments of this precious human rebirth are extremely difficult to find, aka precious human birth. You were born, I feel very confident saying that, in the most advantageous realm, according to Tibetan Buddhist cosmology, in which it is possible to be born, aka the human realm, although it doesn't seem particularly advantageous right now, very, very difficult time. Nonetheless, we born in the human realm, as opposed to the animal realm, or what is called a hell realm, or even the hungry ghost realm, or even God realm, which sounds good, but it isn't. We have the right proportion of pain to possibility to compel us to study the Dharma. If we only had pain, of course, we wouldn't have any bandwidth to study anything, and that would be completely understandable. If we only had possibility and joy and goodness, we would have no reason to study the Dharma because everything would be fine. So So it was really a good move to be born in this realm. And in addition, I suppose one of the reasons it's described as precious, in addition to being the best realm in which to become enlightened, possibly, is, dude, your parents, their parents, their parents, the food they ate, the countries they were born in, the genetic makeup, the injuries, all the things that came before you that resulted in you are, in the great scheme of probability, extremely rare. If anyone had gone right instead of left in your bloodline, you wouldn't be here. So somehow the fact that you are is precious. The ease and obtainments of this precious human rebirth are extremely difficult to find. Now, in this cosmology, you're going to come back. You could be reborn, which is different than reincarnated, P.S. But you got here, you got in a good situation, even though I'm sure there are many sorrows and difficulties. You have a precious opportunity. I don't even know how to describe it. To wake up. Let's say that. The second reminder is, oops, it's not going to last. Whoever is born possesses the reality of impermanence and death. So, wah, wah, on that one, you got this precious human rebirth. You've got ease. You've got obtainments. It's not going to last. So please pay attention to the time limits on the situation. And remember that, as Mary Oliver said in one of her poems, I may be paraphrasing, there was only me and the world, and I was the one leaving. So we're here for a short time. Let's do our best. And the third reminder is the cause and result of virtuous and non-virtuous action cannot be denied. In other words, karma is real. We don't know what happened before to create the karma that we are living out now, and we'll never know. So personally, I don't think it's worthwhile thinking about the karma that came before me. But what does seem more worthwhile is thinking about the karmic seeds that I plant now that may ripen in the future, whether for myself or some future lifetime situation, I will never know. So, but the cause and result, according to the four reminders, the third reminder says, it's real. Karma is real. So do your best to plant good karmic seeds without freaking out or policing yourself. And the fourth reminder is the continuous character of the three realms of samsara is an ocean of suffering. I know I don't love the four reminders so much, but there's a lot of suffering in our world. I'm sure I don't need to explain on this particular day why I say that. And it's not just our world, but each person in the world, each creature in the world, there's suffering. That's real. There's no option. We are all going to face suffering, whether a lot or hopefully a little. The three realms of samsara, I believe, are the past, present, and future. So this is always the case. So, precious human rebirth. Death is real, comes without warning. Karma is real. And everybody's suffering. So when I think about these things before I practice, before I start to do anything, have a conversation with a loved one or try to write something or think about myself and how messed up I am or, oh, if only this or if only that. When I place all of these things in the context of the four reminders, it seems different. Do not take my word for that. Write your own version of the four reminders. This is precious. It's not going to last. I could plant good seeds. Everybody's struggling. And go into your day with those thoughts, or conclude your day with those thoughts, and see if for you that doesn't shift something. No guarantees here. But as Lama Sonam said, nothing is more important than the four reminders. Now it's up to you to investigate why he may have said that. So thank you. And with that said, let us practice meditation. So, establish your practice by taking the posture. And the posture is basically, can you sit up straight, given your body any injuries, illnesses, that kind of thing, but with a sense of your own beauty, your own grace, which is easier to find when we draw ourselves up, and harder to find, it seems, when we slump. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. Let the belly relax a lot. And let the shoulders soften. The mouth is closed, but not clenched. And the breath is natural in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold or allergies. But otherwise, just regular breathing. The eyes are open. And the gaze is soft and cast down. And we practice with our eyes open because that supports a sense of being awake and present rather than withdrawing. Although sometimes that's good. But generally speaking, we're trying to be right here in our lives with our experience. And it helps to do so when our eyes are open. If you're visually impaired, you can interpret this through the ears. Now, all you have to do while you're in this posture is breathe. Well, it's all you're going to do, basically. And just feel that. Feel the rhythm of the breath. Thoughts will continue to arise, abide, and dissolve. There is no thought that does not arise, abide, and dissolve. So they all come and go. So you don't have to worry about changing your thoughts or fixing your thoughts or stopping your thoughts, which would be crazy. Thoughts are happening in the background. Breathing is happening in the foreground. And if at any point you switch those, meaning you become lost in thought, not a thought, because we're not policing anything here, but you space out, that's very important. Please, please think about that right now, though. We only want to address the issue of thinking when it has taken us completely away from awareness of our breath. Bill. At which point, you just notice, oh, I'm thinking. You can label it silently, thinking. It's different than meditating. Then let go. Doesn't matter what the thought is right now. Gently come back to this breath and take a fresh start, just feeling the body breathe and letting the mind rest on the rhythm of breath. That's all you have to do. And we'll sit together in silence until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. And thank you for practicing with me. If you know anyone who might benefit from these free meditations, please feel free to forward this email. And I have a podcast where I go into these topics more deeply. It's called Buddhism Beyond Belief. And I also talk about music that I love. So I just want to let you know that that exists. Till next time.